Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl will recreate some voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play Who's Carl This Time, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paul, the commissioners of Cleburne County, Texas, have unanimously voted that all county employees shall cease and desist saying the word hello. They have. Instead, they're going to say what?
Well, that's a crazy way to greet someone by I kind of
have a lot of power right now, don't I, Peter?
You can say that.
I'm going to go with howdy.
No. I'll give you a hint. It was kind of a religious objection.
A religious objection for saying, hello. Oh, they're going to say heaven oh?
Exactly. That's what they're going to say.
Wow.
No.
You can call up the county offices in Cleburne County, Texas, and they will answer the phone. They'll say heaven oh. The change comes at the urging of one resident, Leonzo Canales Jr. He's been on a decades-long quest to end the demonic use of what he would call the H-word, hello, because it has hell right there lurking in the middle. He says, quote, I think it's time that we set a new precedent to tell our kids that we are positive adults and to tell them that we are crazy in the manner of stuff you find at the bottom of bat caves. Others are embarrassed by this change, as you can imagine. They're urging people to go back to the traditional Texas greeting, a warning shot fired over the head.
But, you know, I could just hear it.
H-E double hockey sticks O.
Or, heaven O, how may I help you? Yeah, that doesn't
work. A small but subtle rebellion, yes.
That doesn't work.
Paul, when the American Veterinary Medical Association holds its convention in Seattle next month, they'll be hitting all the big tourist attractions in that great town, but one of Seattle's best-known institutions, the Pike Place Fish Market, may be changing its ways in response to criticism. What is going to be different?
They're not going to be throwing fish around anymore.
Right. Well, actually, I'll give it to you. They're going to be throwing rubber fish. This is why, you all know, Seattle's Pike Place Market, burly guys in aprons tossing giant fish through the air. Now, the veterinarians invited the fishmongers to their convention for sort of a team-building, fish-throwing event. Then PETA stepped in. They said tossing fish through the air, quote, celebrates cruelty to marine animals, even though these fish are already as dead as the Oldsmobile division. So they recommended that the fishmongers toss rubber fish instead, and the Veterinary Association is considering the request. Having now protected dead fish, PETA is turning its eye to the plight of metaphorical fish. They ask now that you don't say, like a fish out of water, instead saying, like a guy who was from somewhere, but he's now somewhere else and he doesn't know it as well as the place he's from.
How do they know it's cruel for fish to fly through the air? Maybe fish want nothing more than to be able to fly through the air.
Maybe they dream of it.
Maybe that would be the height of perfection.
Maybe maybe cod right now are glaring up at the surface going, if I can just get up enough speed.
But these are dead fish that they're defending, right?
But there's like Jonathan Livingston Haddock. I really like your idea.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. These are dead fish.
I would agree. I would say, okay, Peter, we're going to throw rubber fish, but I would do it in fur coats. That was awesome.
You know what's worse? The Veterinary Association, they said, okay, yeah, maybe. Maybe it's a little weird to have live, you know, or live or formerly alive fish. We'll use rubber fish. Now they're being protested by PETER, People for the Ethical Treatment of Rubber.
PETER.
You just can't win. Charlie, the AP is reporting that another common product may have similar effects as Viagra. What?
Ooh.
Golf.
Have you ever met any golfers, Charlie?
Oh, yes.
All right. No, not that. Something you can buy. Something you can buy in most any grocery store. Sometimes roadside stands.
Turnips.
No.
I'm working the aisles. I'm working right from aisle 1 to aisle 9. I'm going to get the cleaning products pretty soon, and that's really going to be embarrassing.
This explains why Pfizer is developing seedless Viagra, I guess.
What, grapes?
No, not grapes.
Watermelon.
Of course, this is not so much a new thing as an elaboration, because nice melons have been helping men get over ED for years, of course. But a researcher at Texas's A&M's Fruit and Vegetable Improvement Center. Aren't we glad they have one?
Oh, man.
That researcher says that a substance in watermelon called citrulline can trigger production of a compound that relaxes blood vessels. That's similar to the action that Viagra does. The bad news, it takes 6 cups of watermelon to achieve the desired effect. The problem is that much watermelon acts as a diuretic. That's one of the worst combinations of effects in medical history. Leading to the don't move, be right back syndrome. This could make, by the way, if you ever figure this out, your 4th of July barbecue with the family a little more awkward. Texas A&M advises dads working the barbecue to stay one step back from the grill surface.